Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680, joined by Andrew McCutchen of the San Francisco Giants. First half is in the books, and you've been down this road before and playoff teams and all that stuff. And how do you feel about the first half of the season?
Honestly, you know, not been what I wanted to be for myself personally, but I have made some gains throughout the first half of the season, and you know that's always a plus in this game is when you can make the adjustments and go on the kind of upward route and not in the opposite, and so I can feel good about that. But you know, as far as the team, I think we've done a pretty good job, especially overcoming a lot of injuries and being able to be where we are in this position is a plus for us.
How do you like these games at home? Because a team at home is 26-13, heading into its almost halfway point at home, and you're going to have 40 at home and 40 on the road when the game is over against the Rockies. How do you like playing in this ballpark and the kind of tight games you have here?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the games, have been good. It's nothing like playing in your home field. You always feel like you definitely have the advantage as opposed to being on the road, with your home fans and just knowing the ballpark a little more because you play here more than you play anywhere else. And so it's always good to be here, and it's a plus. And, we've done a good job. The record shows that. And, hopefully, after this game, winning this one and the next 40 at home, we continue to do well there.
All right. So you talked a little bit about yourself, and maybe it wasn't what you wanted the first half. We've gone through 81 games. What parts do you have to pick up? And you've had a heck of a June. I mean, you've had a lot of power in June.
Just got to remain consistent there continue just to keep driving the ball, hitting the ball hard, and taking what the pitchers give you. That's what you got to do here. And, that's all you can do. Have a good approach. Hit the ball hard, and after you swing the bat, there's nothing you can do after that. So you can't control that part. But that's the biggest thing for me is to continue to keep doing that, and to know that that I am doing that regardless of what the numbers may show. And just remain consistent, and good things will happen.
You've been down that pennant race before, and you've had tremendous seasons with the Pirates. What is it about the second half where the veterans kind of can sort of feel that finish line and every game becomes a little bit more important?
Honestly, the thing I've always been taught is the game doesn't know the game's important. That's the way I like to treat everything that I do out there on the field. Treat every game the same, game one to game 162. Try and treat the game the same, because at the end of the day, the game's the same game. Baseball is baseball, regardless of what the record is, regardless of how late it is in the season or the standings. I try to remain consistent there. So when I go out there on the field, you're not putting added pressure on yourself just because of the situation. I think that's you just got to keep it simple. And let's just keep doing what we're doing. And that'll take care of itself. When we look at it at the end of the year.
Okay. All right. Very good. I accept that. Funny questions had come up this week. Award shows. The NBA does a big award show. The NFL give MVP during the playoffs. As a playoff, Tom Brady, is the MVP of the league. Baseball doesn't do that. Would you like to see baseball do an award show? And you've gotten some big awards yourself. Or announce the award during the playoffs?
Honestly, I've never given it too much thought. I just know with the game of baseball, it's just not as hyped up as it is in the other sports. Basketball is big. Football is big. Baseball is just baseball. It's a little more relaxed and laid back. So if they did bring that back, that'd be cool and having it. But I just don't think it's as hyped as all these other things are. Baseball just doesn't seem to be showcased as much as the other sports. But the way that it is now is the way that it is, and I'm fine with that. Don't really care too much about more attention or national attention or whatever that it may be. Just we all know who in this game who was an MVP and all that. I ain't giving it too much thought, but it's from me. That's what I think about it.
All right. The other thought is the Home Run Derby is coming up, and there's some arguments as well. The four guys who've hit the most home runs the first half ought to be in it. Tony Watson said, I think the guys who have the highest exit velocity should be in it. And then someone said, they should just be volunteers to be in it. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I think it's whoever wants to be in it can be in it. I'm glad I did the Home Run Derby when I did. I did it in 2012, and that was before the new format of Home Run Derby. Now, I just don't think it's not made for guys who don't hit long homers now. It's made for the big guys who hit the long homers, who hits the balls the hardest. You know, that's what the people want to see. You know, no one wants to see, you know, me go out there and, you know, hit a ball, you know, 420 feet at 108 exit velo. You know, they want to see, you know, 495 with 118 exit velo, and that's just not in my stature. So, you know, it's fun, but it kind of excludes a lot of people in this game now, and that's the only thing that I don't like about it, is because you know, you got a lot of guys now who won't do it because they're not the guys hitting the long, you know, hard home runs. And you know, like for myself, I mean, if I ever had a lot of homers before the break and made the All-Star team, I wouldn't want to do it because I don't have that. You know, I'm not Stanton, I'm not Judge, you know, I'm not these big guys who hit them far. So you know, it's fun. But, you know, I mean, the people want to see the big homers, and so that in itself, that's the way that the All-Star game is now, and the Home Run Derby is. So I think that's just the way that it has to be.
How did you do when you did it?
I think I hit four. You know, that's when we only had 10 outs.
Yeah.
And we're playing in Kansas City, a big ballpark. And you know, I was able to get four out. And I didn't make it past the first round, but I was happy that I did it. You know, it was a cool experience, and you know, I was happy that I hit one. You know, so, you know, that's all I wanted. And you know, I was able to hit quite a few and hit four. And yeah, it's just an experience that I always have.
Well, it's great having you on the show. This is going to be fun the second half to see how the team does and see what this pennant race is all about. So I appreciate having you on. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right. That's Andrew McCutchen. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader. Very good. Great answer.